The pick of the bowlers for Sri Lanka in the first innings was Herath, 4 for 81. In reply, Sri Lanka were all out for 288. The top score was Silver with 79. The pick of the bowlers for England in Sri Lanka's first innings, Stephen Finn with 3 for 59 and Chris Wokes with 3 for 31. In reply, in the second innings, England are after day 3 close of play, 109 for 4 with a lead of 236 runs with 6 wickets remaining. So day 4 is on Sunday the 12th of June, and day 5 is on 13th of June, which is a Monday. The way England are playing at the moment, as long as the weather remains fine, England should do enough to go for victory, do a whitewash of this series. Euro 2016. The Euro 2016 Championship started on the 10th of June 2016. Before I look at all the matches that took place on Friday and Saturday, my prediction for who's going to win this tournament is first there'll be France winners, then Spain runners-up, and in third it will be Belgium. Let me know your thoughts using hashtag Zaid60Minutes. Give me your thoughts on who will win Euro 2016 Championship, who will finish runner-up, and who is your third team in the tournament. It's been a brilliant Euro 2016 so far. Let's hope it continues into Sunday and the rest of the tournament. First of all, France kicked off the tournament as hosts against Romania. The match started off with a shaky performance from France in their defence when Romania nearly scored. Then, so it was 0-0 at half time, and Giroud squandered glorious chances for France. Moving on to the second half, Giroud finally converted one of his chances to put France in the lead. Then Stanciu equalised with a penalty after a foul on the box by the French defender who looked all at sea. Then a brilliant finish on 89 minutes by Payet, the player of the match. Not only did he score a stunning goal from 25 yards, he also set up Giroud's goal and was man of the match. And Payet, for those of you who don't know, plays for West Ham and he's been their star all season. The way he played last night, he deserved his man of the match performance. So my favourites, France, eventually put their act together to win the game. So there were a lot of positives in the end for France, whereas Romania will have to go back to the drawing board, work out how they will better defend in upcoming matches in this tournament. It was a wonderful atmosphere at the ground as well, with all the people at the ground, and it was very emotional for the French squad, especially after what happened in Paris in November and also what happened outside Stade de France as well. So that was France 2, Romania 1. Moving on to Saturday, the early game, that was between Albania and Switzerland. This match between Albania and Switzerland wasn't as eye-catching as the France and Romania match, but it wasn't without its own incidents. First of all, Switzerland scored on 5 minutes from a score. Then Albania's Kana was sent off for 2 yellow cards on 37 minutes. Albania did put up a fight, but unfortunately they could not find the back of the net. So Switzerland hung on for the victory to win 1-0. Moving on to Wales. Whoa, what a start in that game. That was also a brilliant match. First of all, Gareth Bale opened the scoring with a stunning free kick. Some say that the goalkeeper was at fault because he moved early, so Gareth Bale buried the free kick on the opposite side where the goalkeeper had moved to because the goalkeeper moved early. But it takes a great skill to produce that kind of free kick, so it meant that Gareth Bale scored for Wales to make it 1-0. Then later on in the second half, then Wales were the better team for the rest of the half, not creating any openings, but they still played attractive football. Then on 61 minutes, Slovakia scored an equaliser through Duda on the run. That was a nice little finish in the corner. Then on 81 minutes, Robson Kanu threw a pass through Ramsey in the box, made it 2-1. Wales went on to win the match 2-1. It was historic as well because it was Wales' first ever European Championship finals match and win as well. Fantastic win for Wales. And then moving on to the last game of the day was England against Russia. Well, what can I say about this match? England's starting 11 against Russia. We had Joe Hart in goal. In defence, we had Walker, Cahill, Smalling and Rose. In midfield, we had Ali, Dyer, Rooney, Lallana and Sterling, and the lone striker in Kane. First of all, that was the expected lineup as was leaked a few days ago, but I was still very, very disappointing that Roy Hodgson didn't go for the diamond formation and the two up front. especially against teams like Russia. You need to play your most attacking team so you can have runners running off from, not just from defence, also from midfield, linking up with your strikers going forward. So first of all, even before the game, I think that was a very, very negative move by Roy Hodgson to play a 4-4-1-1 formation. I think was the wrong way to go. The story of this game is England, as expected, dominated the game. It wasn't until the 73rd minute that finally England broke down Russia, the Russian resolve. Despite the Russian team being a very, very poor team compared to teams before they've had, I think they've been the most disappointing team in the tournament so far, with Dyer scoring a free kick, with the goalkeeper positioning his defence and midfielders in that wall in the wrong place. So that was to England at that point, and you would have thought that England would have gone on to, say, score a second or even a third one to secure the victory, or put them on the front foot going forward in the tournament. However, in the 92nd minute, Russia equalised with a header in the corner. It was very, very poor defending. As a result of that, it finished 1-1. So although the performance-wise was better than previous tournaments, I don't think it was the level that England can play, and so I'm very, very thoroughly disappointed with the result, purely because defensively, I've been saying before the tournament, as I said in my preview show last week, that defensively we're not very, very strong physically or mentally, so that will cause us problems, and it showed today in the tournament. That is a very, very disappointing result, and England are in deep trouble. Yes, it is the first game, but if you see the way Slovakia played against Wales and the way Wales played, England will find it very, very tough to get two wins in the remaining two games, just to make sure they secure that third place, just to be on the safe side. They'll be aiming to finish top, but they have made it very, very tough. So I am very, very disappointed. I didn't expect much from England, but if you're in that position, any other world-class international team against a team like Russia would have easily won 3 or 4-0. I am very, very disappointed, as I just mentioned. I don't think England will progress further in the tournament. Yes, they might just sneak in third, but they'll be shown up in the round 16. That was my views on England's performance. If you agree or disagree with me, then get in touch with me using hashtag Zay60Minutes with your views. Your views are always welcomed. After all, it is your voice, your choice. So that's all the Euro 2016 news, and inshallah I'll join you next week, and I hope you enjoyed the show. This show will be available again on audioboom.com/1Zay. Inshallah, until next week, I bid you farewell, and remember me in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.